We're not going back down there this summer. We're staying up here and trying to get our money's worth out of that boat.
Yeah.
But I got to, you know, I was a little bit afraid. I guess I didn't see Jaws, but I read the book. So scary.
Yeah.
I was a real high gun dragon, but.
Yeah. I missed out on Jaws.
So. No, I didn't either. I didn't waste my time. I read the book. No, yeah. That's a bunch of malarkey. They have another one now out with Robert Shaw,
Jaws,
The Deep. Well,
the Deep.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
The Deep. But it's supposed to be even more lifelike, mm-hmm, Jaws, where they use real sharks instead of that apparatus that they,
yeah,
had built. It looked like a shark.
Just more sensationalism,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, I know it. These movies that they've got out now, Earthquake and Fire and,
yeah,
Blood. I think that's a... But, oh, it does scare everybody to death.
Yeah.
And they'll sit there and watch that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of going to see, just for a lark, what's the name of that thing? Midway or something like that. It was done, they call it Sensoround.
Yeah, I saw that advertised on television.
Oh, well, if it ever comes back, don't go see it. Don't go see anything that advertises Sensoround, because I walked in and there were these enormous banks of speakers on both sides of the auditorium inside the theater. And down on the stage there were banks of speakers. I mean, big things, you know, like the size of this wall. And well, they would have a sequence on film of airplanes taking off of an aircraft carrier, and those speakers would get cranked up, and it was like you were standing next to one of those planes. You know, you didn't hear the sound so much as you felt it, and you know, it's,
oh, that drive me crazy. I think I'd get up and leave.
And of course, there were bombing scenes.
Yeah.
And you actually felt like somebody dropped a bomb on top of you, you know, just like that. I mean, it just make you shake.
I don't think my imagination is vivid enough for that thing to beat my head up against the wall.
I remember
when they used to have 3D movies.
I don't know.
Well, you're not old enough to have seen a 3D movie. We used to go down to the big Uptown Theater downtown. It's closed up now. It's a Masonic Hall now. But,
mm-hmm,
but that used to be the thing on Saturday afternoon, you know, or Thursday nights during the summertime. Of course, I was never allowed out of the house during the week, you know, because I was supposed to be studying and everything, but get those 3D glasses on and everything and go watch. And then the first time that I ever saw anything in a, I don't know what they called it then, it was same thing, sensor, it do same thing as sensor round, but it wasn't, didn't have the sound and everything,
yeah,
around the screen, you know what I'm talking about. Something like a Cinerama or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And I saw several movies like that. How the West was won, I saw in whatever, Cinerama, whatever it was called in Memphis, and that, it really is lifelike. A stagecoach went off of a cliff or something, and you just felt like, you know, you're going off with it, you know. Or roller coasters going,
oh, yeah,
down, you know,
yeah,
you feel like, oh, they're really strange sensations.
They have some strange gimmicks with movies. One time they had something called Smell-O-Vision, and you,
that's
giving off various scents, you know, that was supposed to be coordinated with what was going on,
ooh,
on the screen. It was strange.
I guess so.
I always wondered if that would be appropriate, like a movie about the stockyards or something like that. Well, let me get back to the fireplace for a minute.
Okay.
What do you call those, the big chunks of wood that you burn in the fireplace?
Logs?
Just logs.
Mm-hmm. Since Daddy has a farm, we have not had to buy any firewood yet.
Mm-hmm.
A cord of wood.